Today is Wednesday, March 15th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I know my podcast is normally short, but I'm going to make this one especially short today because I've got to stop at my parents' house before rehearsal tonight. And anyway, I've just got a lot to do, and so it's going to be a couple of minutes shorter even than it normally is. So there you go. But you're getting a show, so it is, let me look. National Shoe the World Day. It's National Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. And it's National Kansas Day. Also, I was informed on Twitter that it is National or International Penis Day. So if you're, I still don't know who decides what are national days, what are international days. Is there an authority? Is there a business out there or a governing body that grants these? Or could I literally say today is National Adam Day? And it just becomes that. I still don't know the... I'm going to have to research that and let you guys know. I probably won't, but I should. So that's it. Celebrate your penis. So yesterday, just talking about, you know, what I'm doing in my life, I'm trying to remember what I did yesterday. I did cook. So after I recorded, I went downstairs and I wasn't really feeling it. I'm hardly ever feeling it as far as cooking is concerned. It's like, oh my gosh, do I have to cook? I like to cook, but when it becomes a chore, it becomes less fun. Like, okay, I got to think of something to cook every night of the week. I got to figure out what we're going to have for lunch every day. It's just, you know, it's a thing. You know, anyone who is responsible for the cooking in the household, I'm sure has those days when they're like, oh my God, I've been working all day. I don't want to cook. So I had bought some P.F. Chang orange chicken. Just the frozen stuff that you, because I was like, oh, you know, and I have dumplings already in the freezer because not many people are going to make their own dumplings. Some people may, but most people are just going to buy dumplings frozen unless you're getting them at a restaurant. And so I went downstairs, we watched a little YouTube, and when Mark got done doing his working out and everything, because I had worked out in the morning because that is what I've been doing, And so while we were watching YouTube, I started the rice, and then, you know, when it was an appropriate time, put the orange chicken in the pan and started the dumplings. I've gotten this dumpling stuff down because it's really, especially with the frozen ones, and I'm sure like a fresh one is going to be very similar. Other than, I don't know if you have raw meat in it, if it takes longer to cook. I'm not really sure. I don't know that I'll ever cook a fresh dumpling. But you put a little oil in your pan, turn it on like medium high, get it warm, put the dumplings in there, and then you immediately add water. And for the dumplings I'm doing, it's like a third a cup of water. And then you put a lid on it and you leave it for 8 minutes. And then during that time, the water evaporates. It steams the dumplings, but the bottom of them gets crispy and brown because they're touching the oil in the pan. And normally I'll take the lid off and let it cook for another minute just to get even browner. But anyway, that's what I did. We had that. We watched more Trader. I want to tell you something about, I don't know if I mentioned this, but Trader Australia. There are some cutthroat players on there, and I don't want to spoil it because I think you guys should watch it. But I don't know. I'm not happy with how one particular girl is playing. Lamont Cranston can let me know if he knows what girl I'm talking about. But I think she should not be backstabbing the people that she's backstabbing, is all I'm saying. We'll just put it that way. And so we watched that. And that's it. Like, I didn't do anything. We just watched TV. There are things that I need to be doing. I promised Daniel I was going to go and write descriptions for at least the past 10 episodes of Mix Minus, because we're trying to think of ways to increase our reach of Mix Minus, increase the listenership, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Because it's a good podcast and we need more listeners. We love our current listeners, but we need more. And so I need to be doing that. I should have, but I feel like I'm probably going to have to go back and listen to them in order to write the descriptions, because I don't have an outline of what we talked about for the past 10 episodes. So I can't watch TV and listen to the episode at the same time. It's just, you know, I can't do that. So I am going to start on that maybe this weekend, but it's going to take a while because I'm going to have to go back and that's probably 15 hours worth of listening. And then I have to, while I'm listening, I need to be taking notes so that I can write the descriptions. So anyway, so I got to do that, but I didn't do it last night. And then tonight is orchestra rehearsal. So anyway, that was pretty much it. And then this morning I did get up and I got on the Peloton and I just did I don't want to do a class. I'm just not those peppy instructors. All right, get on the bike, you know, turn up your resistance, stand up, do it, you know, break a sweat, whatever they say. I don't know what they say. I don't want to do that. Maybe at some point, but I don't want to. I started with 10 minutes yesterday because I'd been doing 20 minutes on the elliptical, but I'm slowly ramping up on the bike. And actually, the bike is burning more calories. I don't know if I'm just pedaling faster than I do on the elliptical, or I'm not really sure. Not a lot more, but a little bit more. Or at least they're calculating more calories burned. We'll just put it that way. And so anyway, so I did that. And then I've been working today. Mark, again, is working from the office. So I worked. I made a sandwich for lunch. I walked the dog. And other than that, that's pretty much all I have done. I did sweep the entire main floor again because Sydney keeps the dog. Keeps bringing in grass because she likes to roll around in the grass, and it's a pain in the butt. On Twitter, Gary said that he was sorry that I was depressed yesterday. Maybe I should take therapy. Thank you, Gary. Maybe I should. And then, today he's the one that reminds me about Penis Day. So there you go. Anyway, that's about where we're going to end it, but I'll give you guys a little bit of extra time tomorrow because this was a really short episode, but there you go. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.